Chapter 140. Mosquitoes, the night following the hunting trip, Long Ghost and myself, after a valiant defense, had to fly the house on account of the mosquitoes. And here I cannot avoid relating a story, rife among the natives, concerning the manner in which these insects were introduced upon the island. Some years previous, a whaling captain, touching at an adjoining bay, got into difficulty with its inhabitants, and at last, carried his complaint before one of the native tribunals, but receiving no satisfaction, and deeming himself aggrieved, he resolved upon taking signal revenge. One night, he towed a rotten old water cask ashore, and left it in a neglected taro patch, where the ground was warm and moist. Hence the mosquitoes. I tried my best to learn the name of this man, and hereby do what I can to hand it down to posterity. It was Coleman Nathan Coleman. The ship belonged to Nantucket. When tormented by the mosquitoes, I found much relief in coupling the word olamen with another of one syllable, and pronouncing them together energetically. The doctor suggested a walk to the beach, where there was a long, low shed tumbling to pieces, but open lengthwise to a current of air which he thought might keep off the mosquitoes. So thither we went. The ruin partially sheltered a relic of times gone by, which, a few days after, we examined with much curiosity. It was an old war canoe, crumbling to dust, being supported by the same rude blocks upon which, apparently, it had years before been hollowed out. In all probability it had never been afloat. Outside, it seemed originally stained of a green color, which, here and there, was now changed into a dingy purple. The prow terminated in a high, blunt beak. Both sides were covered with carving, and upon the stern was something which Long Ghost maintained to be the arms of the Royal House of Pomeroy. The device had an heraldic look, certainly being two sharks with the talons of hawks clawing a knot left projecting from the wood. The canoe was at least 40 feet long, about 2 wide, and 4 deep. The upper part consisting of narrow planks laced together with cords of sinnate had in many places fallen off, and lay decaying upon the ground. Still, there were ample accommodations left for sleeping, and in we sprang, the doctor into the bow, and I into the stern. I soon fell asleep, but waking suddenly, cramped in every joint from my constrained posture, I thought, for an instant, that I must have been prematurely screwed down in my coffin. Presenting my compliments to Long Ghost, I asked how it fared with him. "Bad enough," he replied, as he tossed about in the outlandish rubbish lying in the bottom of our couch. "Peepaw! How these old mats smell!" As he continued talking in this exciting strain for some time, I at last made no reply, having resumed certain mathematical reveries to induce repose. But finding the multiplication table of no avail, I summoned up a grayish image of chaos in a sort of sliding fluidity, and was just falling into a nap on the strength of it, when I heard a solitary and distinct buzz. The hour of my calamity was at hand. One blended hum, the creature darted into the canoe like a small swordfish, and I out of it. Upon getting into the open air, to my surprise, there was Long Ghost, fanning himself wildly with an old paddle. He had just made a noiseless escape from a swarm which had attacked his own end of the canoe. It was now proposed to try the water, so a small fishing canoe, hauled up nearby, was quickly launched. And paddling a good distance off, we dropped overboard the native contrivance for an anchor, a heavy stone, attached to a cable of braided bark. At this part of the island the encircling reef was close to the shore, leaving the water within smooth, and extremely shallow. It was a blessed thought. We knew nothing till sunrise, when the motion of our aquatic cot awakened us. I looked up, and beheld Zeke wading toward the shore, and towing us after him by the bark cable. Pointing to the reef, he told us we had had a narrow escape. It was true enough. The water sprites had rolled our stone out of its noose, and we had floated away. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.